Nikola Tesla, the ultimate geek? Frances Mulrennan tells us what she learnt about an extraordinary man.
I had actually never heard of Nikola Tesla until I happened to read that his fans had responded to pleas to fund a Tesla museum by pledging donations of $900,000 only a couple of days after the appeal was launched. The group promoting the project now have even more funds than they thought they needed. But who were the people who so rapidly answered the call? There are biographies and articles and a film, largely panned by the critics, starring the singer David Bowie. There is even a car called the Tesla. Given his notoriety, I now wonder how it was possible for Tesla to have escaped my attention. But that he did, even though he was once very famous and is still in the news. When you consider that many children know about him because of something called the Tesla coil, often used in science demonstrations, my ignorance is more surprising still. It was intended to be the key element in a plan to transmit energy to the entire world and to create a transatlantic wireless telecommunication system. The scheme's potential profitability meant that Tesla was able to attract investment to the tune of almost the same amount as the current funding for the museum. But when shareholders got wind of the fact that a competitor of Tesla's, the Italian inventor Marconi, had successfully transmitted a long-distance radio signal, they lost faith in the project and refused to fund it further. The most controversial of all was the electric light bulb. Thomas Edison, of course, usually gets the credit for this, the most ubiquitous of 20th century inventions. But Tesla, who was employed by Edison, played a major role in turning it into a workable device that could be sold to consumers. Why they had such intense antipathy towards one another remains unclear. Whatever the motives, Edison became a passionate defender of direct current, or DC, the sort that comes out of an ordinary battery and is still used in cars, believing it to be the way forward for electrical power generation and distribution. To his great irritation, Tesla was eventually able to show that alternating current, AC, was far more efficient. It is true, though, that Tesla was a man of exceptional talents. Yet even as a young man, he was extremely volatile, challenging the opinions of one of his professors at a prestigious Austrian technical university. The professor refused to back down, and soon after, Tesla dropped out of the course. Even so, and despite these strange habits, for the work on electricity alone, he deserves our gratitude. I, for one, am certainly glad I came to learn a little more about this quite remarkably gifted man.